On May 18, 2017, 31-year-old San Antonio firefighter Scott Deem was killed in a four-alarm fire inside Spartan Box Gym at a Northwest Side strip mall. Firefighters Brad Phipps and Robert Vasquez were injured.
We are an excellent fire department, and we had a bad night. And that incident does not define us. What we do in the future is going to define us.
San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood acknowledges mistakes were made that night.
If you die on the fire ground, chances are there was some action or inaction that happened to cause that death.
When a firefighter is killed in the line of duty, the state launches its own review with the help of another fire department. In this case, the Houston Fire Department compiled the report, which lists 11 findings and recommendations the department should take. Hood said he and his department agree with the report.
There may be some verbiage that maybe we don't particularly like the way it sounds, but we wholeheartedly agree with the recommendations, with the findings, first of all, and the recommendations going forward, absolutely.
Part of the report says the fire department treated the incident as a house fire instead of as a fire in a commercial building. Hood said the department will revise policies on how certain structure fires are handled in the future. Another finding said firefighters didn't have a rescue line to pull them out during their search for victims, and there was no water hose line either. Investigators believe firefighter Brad Phipps, who was injured in the fire, removed some of the ceiling during his search.
We pulled ceiling to open up the expanse over our heads, and when we open that up, we need to have a line readily available to put water on the fire. There was no line.
The report found that accountability was ineffective, saying, quote, it was unclear what system was in place other than officers in command manually keeping track of the crews. Hood says new training was implemented shortly after the fire.
We've done extensive rapid intervention team training. We started that in May, right after the fire. We completed that in August for the whole department.
The department has corrective strategies and training in place going into next year. Changes include designated a fire chief who will oversee reforms and training.
We are dedicating resources to make sure that we look at every one of these actions to make sure that we complete them.
The fire was deemed arson, and an arrest was made in October of last year. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.